We haven't heard really too much about this story, Linda, until you started picking up on it.
Well, yes. It's because I know Andrew Perka and some of the investigators in England who really work hard in trying to get to formations early. And I, for one, will never forget the first golden orange light that I saw at Woodborough Hill in Wiltshire back in 1992 in my first year over there to just get into crop circles. And my fourth book is titled Mysterious Lights in Crop Circles because of the persistent link between these mysterious lights, both day and night, associated either before, during, or after some of the, I will call, phenomenally liquid crop formations to separate them from the stilted, broken, really sort of silly ones that seem to be made now and then these days by people who want to mix it up. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're not talking about the human-made ones. We're talking about something extraordinary associated with these lights. And this morning, I got a phone call from a very good friend in England about these golden orange lights that were seen just, if I say last night, let me get the hours straight, it would have been after midnight in England on July 29th. We would still have been in the evening of the 28th, but we're now past midnight on the 30th, so this would have been about 24 hours ago that all of this occurred. And it was Serena Wright Taylor, and I think you know her, George. She's the associate producer of the annual Conscious Life Expo in L.A.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and she lives in San Clemente, California now, but she grew up in England, and she goes back each summer, and she loves to investigate crop formations. And this morning she called to tell me that only a few hours before, by then, after midnight, on what is the famous Knapp Hill above the Eastfield in Wiltshire County, that there was a Belgian visitor and three French tourists, and that they spotted golden spheres of light. And the story is that the Belgian man named Igor was climbing up Knapp Hill after midnight. It was his favorite place. He'd been there before, when he encountered three French people coming down on a path. And Igor asked them if they had seen anything unusual, and to his surprise, the three French people said yes, that they had been watching three balls of golden light in the air not far above the ground until the light suddenly disappeared. So Igor and his Belgian friend, now two of them, they hurry up to the top of Knapp Hill, and to their amazement, they too saw three golden spheres of light that were moving low in the air as if the lights were descending toward the ground. And Igor said that the golden light spheres began to change shape. Now, this is going to perhaps sound weird. I'm going to tell you exactly the quote.
Not on this show, Linda.
But, I'm going to give you a historic context after I tell you what he said. He reports that the three golden spheres suddenly extended arms, legs, and a head from each of the golden spheres. So now the three balls of light have become like golden glowing beings that kept also still in the air, lowering down to the ground. And then Igor said he began shaking. He was both scared and excited, and he asked his friend, quote, "Pinch me because I don't believe this is happening." And the friend said, "Well, it is happening." And then the glowing humanoid forms in the air seemed to transform yet again back to the golden light spheres, which then disappeared. But Igor said that he saw the golden spheres one more time, still in the air, before they were gone. And they hung around for quite a while, and they never saw them again at Knapp Hill. Well, historically, to the east of Knapp Hill is Golden Ball Hill, and a lot of us have wondered if the golden spheres of light that people have seen now for centuries, is that why it's called Golden Ball Hill, right next door, in a way, to Knapp Hill? Well, the interesting thing is there were no fluid, mysterious unbroken formations or formation near Knapp Hill. But ironically and sadly, there were hoaxers working in the East Field below who were videotaped in a Starscope camera around 2 a.m. in night vision by a photographer. He has a website, www.cosmicdave. And he said he would put the photos up of what he took in the night vision camera of these hoaxers, and that as soon as they were caught, they ran away before finishing whatever clumsy, stilted thing they were trying to do. And that sort of sums up the whole issue of there are mysterious lights. There are incredibly phenomenal patterns that have nothing to do with humans. And then there are humans klutzing around in the fields. Hmm. And to underscore this issue of the mysterious lights, I want to go back a couple of weeks to more golden orange lights that were not only seen, but they were photographed. And this goes back to July 10th, the CropCircleConnector.com reported a new formation at a place called Guy's Cliff. It's a house, an ancient house, near Old Milverton in Warwickshire, England. And Guy's Cliff, this beautiful, still now kind of falling apart, but gorgeous place, dates back to the Anglo-Saxons when Germanic tribes invaded Great Britain beginning in 597 AD. This is how old and ancient this land is, and it runs right along the River Avon. Now, even though this house on the River Avon is kind of derelict today, it is still used right now in 2010 for Masonic ceremonies. And on July 10th, an old Milverton resident was walking a dog on a path along the river close to Guy's Cliff Country House. And this very large wheat field that is growing right over a kind of rising bit of hill. So from the path, the dog walker and everyone going by, you could not see the formation. But the dog walker could see pieces of really precise downed wheat and contacted the Crop Circle Connector to call them. And because of that rising land, it took a pilot to come over and then take photographs, and they could see that here is this beautiful six-pointed star of standing wheat that encircles kind of a fainter six-pointed star that is defined only by flattened wheat in angles at the center. It's rather unique in crop formation history and very beautiful, and you can see photographs of Guy's Cliff House, and you can see photographs of this amazing formation that Andrew Perka, a friend and a wonderful photographer, says is without doubt there is no signs of any human input. And an astronomer that I work with who looks at aerials and looks for what are called the smudge marks to cover boards or strings says there's none in Guy's Cliff.